just a little bit north of the capital is a train station that marks one end of the busiest passenger train route in the country. About 700,000 people ride daily on the Northeast Corridor between Washington, D.C. and Boston. The announcer, the conductor, calls out stops along the way in Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York. So it's a successful route, but dissatisfaction with the way Amtrak operates the route has led to a proposal that could affect service nationwide. Nancy Solomon reports.
Amtrak may own and control the tracks and signals that run through the largest cities of the Northeast, but it's the local commuter trains that make the most use of them.
All in a track number 3, the Victoria Reckon route to Dover, making stations taxi purpose, now Broad Street.
Some 200,000 New Jersey transit riders depend on the Northeast Corridor to get to work. Passengers like James Lodeholt of Maplewood.
The delay is always due to Amtrak, and it happens at least 2 times a week, sometimes 3 times a week.
He has the sympathy of the director of New Jersey Transit, George Warrington, who says minutes matter on commuter rail.
We run trains during the peak periods every 2.5 minutes. That requires an absolute and total focus on attention to detail.
Warrington says that includes everything from when you trim trees to investing in track repair to traffic control. He headed Amtrak during the late 1990s, so he understands how difficult it is for the company to properly run the Northeast Corridor.
When you're stretched and when you're undercapitalized and in many respects under siege, politically and otherwise, I can understand how difficult it is to focus on local issues because local issues exist in 45 states.
Quality rail service drives growth in the megalopolis that stretches from Boston to Washington. So state officials and a group of powerful corporate leaders are supporting a new plan developed by the Voorhees Transportation Center at Rutgers University. The plan's author, Martin Robbins, suggests placing control of the rail corridor in the hands of a federal-state partnership.
The Northeast Corridor is a national asset, and Amtrak is a quasi-private corporation with a board that doesn't really have any institutional connection to the Northeast Corridor. There isn't any certainty that this board from administration to administration is going to care one whit about what the Northeast Corridor states think.
Robbins is proposing the U.S. Department of Transportation hire Amtrak to continue operating intercity passenger service, but strip the company of planning, investment, and traffic control decisions. The chairman of the Amtrak Board of Directors, David Laney, says the company has greatly improved the rail line in recent years, and he would happily do more if more funding were provided.
It would be much more effective for all the interests along the Northeast Corridor if, for once, we were aligned and we spoke to Washington with one voice. The Voorhees Report does not advance the ball in that regard.
If Amtrak were to lose control of the Northeast Corridor, passenger rail service would be affected nationwide. It's the cash cow of the system. Amtrak charges higher ticket prices, actually makes a profit, and spends the money to prop up train service in rural areas. Emil Frankel, a former Assistant Secretary of Transportation during President Bush's first term, says funding for rail should be shifted to regionally controlled networks, especially in the Midwest.
It's a classic case of where there ought to be great intercity passenger rail service between Cincinnati and Indianapolis and Chicago and Milwaukee. And there is service, but it's not what it should be, and we ought to be spending money on that. But probably it would not benefit the rural states. It would put the train in the middle of the night in, you know, Montana at risk, no question.
That kind of realignment of the nation's rail system would take a political realignment in Congress. The Northeast delegation, which has traditionally allied itself with rural states to keep Amtrak afloat, would have to form a new coalition of urban regions to change how passenger rail is funded and run. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
Thank you. Thank you.